Welcome home. I'm Kirsten.
And I'm Graham. And this podcast is the home ec class you wish you'd been offered.
We're two moms aspiring to create gracious homes that are welcoming and functional, all while dealing with real life schedules, budgets, and children.
Stick with us and we'll share and show what we know, what we've learned, where we've messed up, and how to fix it.
For everything we can't make up, we'll bring in the best experts we can find. You're listening to Welcome Home. On today's episode, we're asking the big questions about what gives us purpose and how we can start taking small steps towards turning our passions into realities.
We're chatting with fellow mom, life coach, and all-around smart lady, Alexandra Terhal, about how we can discover what we really want to do with our lives and how to go after it.
Plus, when carpal tunnel syndrome ends up being a career killer, the secret new project we've been working on is not so secret anymore, and how Graham is bringing down the house. No, for real, and we apologize for all the hammering. All that and more on today's episode. Welcome home.
Welcome home, Kirsten.
Welcome home, Graham. So, everybody, we taped this episode way out of order. So we taped it. So we've been constantly referencing all of the construction, but this is the episode where we are all introduced to Graham's new, very conducive to recording home situation.
It is. You'll hear a lot of hammering in the background and we apologize for that, but we kept on rolling with it. Actually, I think the audio turned out pretty well, but there's definitely, when you hear background noise, that's what it is.
No, it's not like we needed to even explain it. You will definitely hear like,
yeah. And the sad part is we haven't made much progress since then. So
how is it going?
I don't want to talk about it. I think that's just what happens with home construction, right? It's like you kind of get in the zone and then all of a sudden things fall down.
Right. It's like you tear up everything and then it's like, oh, you know what? Actually, you don't have a permit for that. Or, oh, that's been discontinued. So it'll be 8 weeks before that comes back in stock.
Right. Or yeah. And people are just really busy.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what's going on in your life? What is going on with you? We're both getting ready. We're marching towards spring break, except it's 22 degrees here in Alabama today.
It's going to be 82 here.
I don't even want to talk. Because this is your beautiful time of year. This is
the best time of year to live in Phoenix. And I don't like going on spring break here because it's like the time when everyone comes on vacation here.
Right. You usually just stay home, right?
We do, but it's a long story. So we're going to go skiing.
Okay. Same with us, but just not in the same place. That's sad.
Very sad. Yeah, we're going to go skiing. My son wants to snowboard though, and it's his birthday.
Yeah. Let him snowboard.
I don't know.
I know.
We were watching last night, my son and I were watching. My son's about to turn 11. He's going to turn 11 on our ski trip. Apparently he's going snowboarding. And we were watching last night YouTube videos on how to build a half pipe.
In your yard?
Yeah. He wants us to build a half pipe.
For skateboarding?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Half pipes are like $3,000, by the way, to buy them.
Yeah, you just got to make your own. You have to DIY.
Well, then I was watching him make it, and it's like for all that wood, like... Okay,
oh, yeah,
I know why it's so expensive. Like, it's so much wood, and I have a feeling we're not going to do a good job.
And it's not going to end well.
We're going to have the world's most expensive bonfire.
Right. I would say take him to a skateboard park. I think that's probably where they've already constructed one.
I don't know. What am I going to do when he's skateboarding?
Yeah, that's true. And you can't drop him off. I feel like that's not a good place.
No, you don't get dropped off at the skateboard.
You know what I was thinking about today? There's some professions that like you're happy to have them entertain your children and where like you're really thrilled that those places exist, like a skateboard park. But would you ever leave your child unattended at a skateboard park?
I don't even want to go to a skateboard park.
Well, I was thinking
where one
today
is.
About,
I feel like it's going to be in an inconvenient location.
But like we were talking about a birthday party clown that we had at the house like a couple years ago. We were going through some old photos and then we were talking about it and it's like, we're thrilled to let this man come into our house and be a clown for like all these four-year-olds. But would you ever leave your child with the birthday party clown like unattended?
Right? No. But even though I'm sure like clowns are really nice people. Like I feel like I've met people who are like, oh yeah, in my spare time I go to like children's hospitals as a clown. And you're like, oh, you've got such a good heart.
Right.
But I still like, did I tell you about the book I tried to read and I just couldn't get there?
No.
Remember in our content episode, we talked about like all that World War II fiction and how there's all
how we love it. Yeah.
New angles. So I was reading The Orphan Train. Have you read that one?
No.
So their spin on it is circus. And like the romantic lead is a clown. And like, I just like can't get past it. Like, I don't feel like a romantic lead can be
right,
like,
because they don't, clown. Right. They seem asexual.
Yeah. And she's like, she's like trying to paint him and like, he wasn't a typical clown. And it's like, nope, can't go there.
No. He was a hot clown.
He was the world's most handsome clown. No, it just seems like, I don't know.
Oh, because you know what, Kirsten? We were actually just talking to our good friend Lizzie Post the other day. We need to actually ask everyone about this. So we are going to be on Lizzie's show, Awesome Etiquette, asking some etiquette questions. So if anyone has a burning question they're looking to get answered, shoot us an email at hello@thewelcomehomepodcast.com because Lizzie will personally answer your etiquette question.
Awesome. So, yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Well, I just think today's episode, we probably need to talk about.
I really felt inspired. I'd forgotten how, after we listened to it, I was like, you know what? That's like, yeah.
Alexandra's a life coach.
Eloquent way of saying, I thought it was good.
Yeah. No, but well, cause sometimes we tape them and then we wonder and we kind of scratch our heads and then we go back and we listen to this one and we're like, yes, this had some nice meat to it. Basically Alexandra's kind of like a seize the day, carpe diem, like let's get moving, everyone get off the couch type person. But with some concrete ways that she shares it. But I guess we need a little bit of disclaimer is, you know, again, and we try to be sensitive to this, everyone's living a different financial reality, life reality. Some of our listeners are home with children. Some of our listeners are older and the children have left already. Some people are working, some people aren't. So we kind of get it. We tried to do the best we could discussing all the different realities of how different family styles can be, but we just want to be sensitive.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. So Graham and I are both stay-at-home moms / part-time podcasters. So that's kind of, you know, our perspective, and it's hard to get away from your perspective. But yeah, the reality is some people are working because they want to work and they absolutely love it and it feeds their soul. And then other people are working because like that's the, you know, the way the family finances work and that's how they're paying the bills. So yeah, it, you know, we talk a lot about what do you want to do with your time. And, you know, for some people, there's more freedom in that. And for other people, there's less freedom in that. But I also want to kind of push back on that too, because I recently read one of Brené Brown's like 800 amazing books. Or maybe it was even, you know what, there was this great collection of her speeches. I think it was in her speeches. And she was talking at like a seminar she gave. And she was saying, you know, for the reality is we all kind of think there's this like, I'm going to find this amazing job that feeds my soul and is perfectly aligned with all my passions. And I'm sorry after that beeping. I don't know what is going off. I apologize.
But it's people emailing us etiquette questions.
It's people emailing us. That's totally what it is. Thanks, guys.
They're pouring in.
But okay, gosh, I lost my train of thought. But oh, so she was saying in this speech, you know, for most people, that's just not the case. For most people, like going to work is a job to pay bills and provide security for your family. And it's not this perfect alignment we all think it's going to be. So, you know, whether or not you're staying at home and you're wondering, how do I bring purpose to my life when I don't have like a job title, or whether you're working, but maybe your job isn't, you know, filling this heart, you know, this hole in your soul, either way. I mean, it's just the idea of like taking some time to really be thoughtful and intentional about how you're spending your time and what you're pursuing and what would bring happiness and purpose and joy into your everyday. So there's a lot of good stuff in there. She's a smart woman. So
she is. Well, without further ado, welcome Alexandra.
Welcome to Alexandra Terhal. You've already said we're probably not going to say your name right because it's German, but would you say it right once for us so at least we know?
Well, actually in German, it's Alexandra Terhalla, but we'll just stick with Alexandra Terhal. That's good.
I like that, Terhalla. I could do that. Halla. No, that's not right.
Halla.
We like to say that whenever we can, and that was not right. I know I didn't do it right.
We have been having so much fun already with Alexandra. She's just speaking our language. Graham has to go pick up her son in 50 minutes, so y'all now know how long this podcast is going to be. But, you know, it's just, she's a life coach for moms. I mean, you understand, we are working with some really big constraints here.
Well, and that's kind of to frame what we're going to talk about today is this feeling of our lives are so controlled potentially by our children or the different stage we're at life, but your expertise and area of counseling for women as a career coach is really just in helping people and women and anyone really find their kind of passion, would you say? Area of interest? Tell me.
Definitely. Yeah, I think that's the most important thing. So you all have talked a lot about the topic of mom loneliness and that feeling of that overwhelming feeling that I'm doing a million different things and I have a toddler stuck to me all the time, or four children, two children, but yet I feel lonely. I feel like my life isn't complete. I'm not doing enough. And I think we all have that to some extent. And I think one of these things that we look at here is the fact that our life gets kind of routine, despite the fact we're doing 1,000 different things. We end up being on this hamster wheel of doing sort of the same things day after day after day. And it leaves us a little uninspired, a little frustrated, a little like our life's a job. And that's not the way we're supposed to live our life.
Gosh.
I love that.
I'm like, I'm stuck on that, like, yep.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, what we really need to do is we need to focus on something we're passionate about. We need to bring that joy back into our life, and that will give us the energy and drive. And whether it's a new passion, a new challenge, a new area of interest, or just even a goal we've always wanted to achieve that we just keep on putting in the back burner, like, yeah, I'll save that for someday. No, today, let's do it. Don't wait for all the stars to align and have everything be perfect and every child in school, and because there's always going to be something else that comes up. So just to start it and start with something really small. And, you know, hey, I've wanted to take salsa dancing lessons my whole life. You know, why don't I schedule that in? It doesn't have to be every week. It can just be, you know, once a month or whatever it may be. But to find something that we're passionate about can give us that excitement and energy and drive again. And research has proven if we focus on something we're passionate about, we will want to get out of bed. We will be motivated and we'll live our life so much better. And we'll be a much better mom and spouse and sibling and daughter and all of it. We'll be a better person all around.
Okay, let's talk about, this is what you're saying, I think is applicable to a lot of people, but with moms specifically, you know, I just feel like we have put ourselves in the back place for so long. And it's like, where do you start? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. And I know that for some people, there's never a bad time, but there's also sometimes, or there's never a good time, but sometimes it's like, this is a bad time. You know what I mean?
You know what? That is excellent. Very well put. What happens is we as moms never put ourselves first, right? We put the gas mask on everybody else, or the airplane mask, sorry, not the gas mask, the airplane mask on everybody else.
Between 4 and 7, sometimes you wish there were, just kidding.
Oh, that'd be awful. No, we put the, you know, airplane mask, everybody else before we put it on ourselves. And that's when we need to stop and say, okay, let me change my focus. Let me think of something that I want to focus on, something to inspire me. So you can ask yourself a simple question is, what really excites me? What's something I absolutely love to do? Or what did I love to do before having children? How about even that? Something I always wanted to try, but never had the time or the resources, or the money, or whatever it is. Something like that. You can ask yourself something like that and sit down and journal for 10, 15 minutes and just write down all the crazy ideas that come into your head and keep on writing and writing and writing. And okay. I find with my clients, the last few are almost always the best ones because those are the ones that are the deep down dreams or goals and things that we have. And when we take those, we have to look at them and then start to make a plan, because if we just think, okay, I want to learn French, I've always wanted to learn French, that's really overwhelming, right? And so we're never going to start it. So we have to stop and we have to break it down. And I think that that's where I have this sort of little magic formula I'm always telling my clients, right? So you have to stop, identify sort of what it really is that you want. So after you've gone through your list and you've picked out, okay, I'm going to focus on that one thing. Okay, let's say, like I've said already, learning French. You have to get really crystal clear about what you want for that. And I think that's a really important thing. So we don't overwhelm ourselves, because I think that's the biggest thing when we're moms. We want to do it all and we have to get really clear on what we want.
But how do you, using French as your example, let's say, so you set the site, you want to do French as what you learned.
Yep.
Is the end goal, the vision is, okay, I'd like to be able to go into a cafe in Paris and carry on a conversation, you know, with the person where, you know, working behind the counter, or is that absolutely.
So we're looking for clarity here. So I want to learn French. Whoa, too overarching. Rewind. I mean, that's just so overwhelming. Nobody's going to do that, right? We're just going to say, forget it. That's a crazy dream. So we stop and we say, okay, what do I really want? All right. I want to have a strong travel vocabulary. I want to be able to communicate with the locals. I want to be able to read a menu, order a coffee, book travel in French. Suddenly, this whole I want to learn French comes down to I just want to be able to get around and speak some French so I can talk to the locals, right? Whoa, okay, this so huge really overarching true. Goal becomes very specific and manageable, right? And the other thing we need to do with that is find the why. Why do we want to do it, right? So why do I learn French? Well, you know what? I've always had this lovely dream to go there for 2 weeks and just enjoy myself in France. So we've got motivation behind it. If we just say I want to learn French, we're not going to have the motivation to do it, to find the time to do it.
Hold on 1 second, Graham, are they still hammering?
Oh, we need to, you know what? Don't hold on, record all this. So everyone, welcome home. I am ripping down the walls. So if you hear it, you know what, Kirsten? There's nothing I can do about it. I have like 40 people at my house. We are tearing out. Yeah, we were in the design category for quite some time. I have finally pulled the plug. We are ripping down the walls of my house as you speak. In fact, I just stepped outside. They're also putting in new sprinkler system and redoing the entire backyard. So they have torn up.
So are you going to learn French this week, Graham?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, put it on top of everything else you have to do. You can do it.
All right, good. We're just going to ignore the hammering.
Yeah, so when you hear it, you know that the walls are tumbling down at Casa Smith.
You are taking action. You are taking action, which is the biggest step in coaching. Yeah, you took action.
I have no plan. I'm literally doing it just like on a wish and a prayer. There you go. And actually that's funny because my husband and I had just like, and everyone who's listened to this show, we've talked about this for so long. Should we do it? Should we not do it? Should we not do it? We just like got the sledgehammer out and ordered, you know, some guy, not ordered, but like we approved the bid for someone just come in and tear down the walls. So,
but you know what? You just totally nailed it. And that's the number one thing you need to do is take action. Just do it. And that's what people don't do is thinking, I'm going to do it. Just do it. Get the sledgehammer. Approve the papers. Just go for it. And it might not be the right thing. And you might have to take a couple other side steps before you start going forward. But just do it. Pull the plug, you know, start the engine, get the ball rolling, whatever has to happen.
Okay. So and I love what you said about taking something that is so huge. You know, sometimes I think people all say like an idea to someone, like not to throw him under the bus, but my husband, he's like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. But you know what you should really do is if you're going to do that, you need to start that tech company in San Francisco and move everybody there. Or if you're going to apply to that school, you should really apply to this better one, but it's on the other side of the country. So we're going to have to move everybody to that side. It's like, no.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's so big that it's like, I love he thinks he's being super supportive.
Not so much.
But it's like, no, like I really am good just taking a class in the local community college 5 minutes from my house, you know, as opposed to like, yeah, there's a great school, you know, in South Africa that specializes in that.
But that's the best thing is that exactly you find that, okay, your first step, you find that class down the street at the community college and you take it. Do I even like this? Am I even interested in this, right? Get your feet wet and you try it and you might say, oh my God, not at all. This is not what I want. And thank goodness you didn't move to Africa with your whole family or to San Francisco, right? So you can do these little teeny steps, like for the language, right? You can sit in your car when you're waiting for your kid at pickup, just put Babbel, like a little app on your phone, listen to French songs, start doing a couple of things. And then you might say, you know what? I'm not interested in this. I cannot pronounce any of these words. This isn't fun anymore. I'm just actually not interested, right? I mean, sometimes it takes a little bit more to get the ball rolling, but the point is that you need to get your feet wet. And a lot of people don't even do that. And the number one reason people don't achieve their goals or try something new is because they don't even take the first step.
Hey guys, quick break for a moment. We are going to talk about our sponsor today, and our sponsor is Buffy. What is Buffy? Buffy makes comforters that are better for you and the earth using skin-friendly eucalyptus fabric, and fluffy fill made from 100% recycled water bottles. What?
I know. Eucalyptus is a hard word to say.
I was more talking about the water bottles. That's amazing.
But here's the thing. You know why eucalyptus fiber is important?
Why?
Because it's a unique material that's actually softer than cotton And it's much less wasteful because it's made from a renewable plant. So it uses 10 times less water to cultivate and is produced in a closed loop system that reuses 99% of solvents. Like, hello, if you want to be good to the earth, this is like the official, this is the official comforter of the earth. The earth has endorsed this as their favorite comforter.
All right. Buffy's made from plant-based fabric, which we just told you, and is super breathable to keep you at a comfortable temperature all year round. Buffy's giving you a 30-night trial. So there's kind of like a no-brainer for trying this. Buffy believes bedding is personal, so they offer a complimentary trial. Try a comforter in your own home for 30 days. If you don't love it, return it for free. That's kind of ridiculous. So
once again, I feel like we stress the outside shell, the eucalyptus fiber, but let's again talk about what's inside. It is filled with water bottles. Like, that's so
But you can't insane. Tell. It doesn't make any sense. It just seems like a normal, nice comforter.
Yes, after only 1 year, Buffy has already recycled and reused over 3.5 million water bottles. That's just unbelievable. So very cool. And Graham and I both been sleeping with our Buffies for what, like 2 months now?
Oh yeah, wow. They're amazing. Mine's amazing. Especially it's been cold here. I've been very, very comfortable.
Yes. Well,
but you get $20 off
here, but we keep it freezing at night. So it's been very nice, but it's okay. I know that's bad for the environment, but I'm like, yeah, look how many plastic bottles,
and water bottles are selling and how much eucalyptus you're using. It's wonderful. We have a deal, $20 off. So Buffy.co, it's not Buffy.com, it's Buffy.co. And if you put in the code welcome home, you'll get $20 off your Buffy comforter. So again, Buffy.co, the code is welcome home. You'll get $20 off and then try it out. See if you like it. You get 30 days to see what it does for you, and we hope you enjoy.
Absolutely. If you're in the market for a comforter, this is a great one to try since it's basically no risk. Thank you, Buffy.
We'll talk about your magic formula. You say you have a magic formula for adding goals and new challenges. Tell us a little more about that.
Excellent. All right. So we've got the first couple of steps we've talked about is you've got to identify it. So we've written down all the different ideas we could have. You've got to get crystal clear on it and very specific about what it is. Clarity, clarity, clarity. That get that why, get that motivation behind it. Why do we want to rip our house down? Because we want to improve it for our children. Why do I learn French? I want to go to Paris one day. Get that motivation. And then take a couple baby steps, write them down. And what could the few first steps be that I could do to achieve this goal, to add this new passion into my life? And like you said, take the class at the community college down the street, or, you know, take a couple online classes and see if it's something you like. And then schedule it. Where is this going to fit into your life, right? We already have so much going on, and I can just hear moms thinking about this. Yeah, that's great for you all people who have a lot of time. I don't even have time to put something new into my life. But you know what? We have to make time. So schedule it like it's an appointment, like it's a meeting. You know, from 8 to 8:15 at night, I am going to read, you know, one children's French book, and I'm going to learn all that vocabulary in there. Or something so simple. I am going to read 15, I'm going to pick up my son 15 minutes earlier and sit there in the car for 15 minutes and read in French, whatever it may be, but schedule it in, because otherwise we're not going to do it. And then the last step is just take action. That's the most important thing. And I always say, don't wait for all the stars to perfectly align. Just do it. Like you said, get the sledgehammer, knock it down. Just go for it.
Okay. I want to go back to step one.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Kirsten's all over the map.
Because I'm all over the map. Like every day, I'm like, every person I meet, I'm like, I want to do that job. That's the job I
want
to do.
That's what I want.
Really, like in the last week, I've decided I want to be a novelist and I want to study neurobiology.
Amazing.
But this is in the last week. Welcome to Kirsten. Like, and this is the fun thing. One day Kirsten told me, and I was checking in on her sister, and I said, Kirsten, like, what's your sister studying? She goes, oh, she's getting her master's in sign language and welding. And I was like, yep, that pretty much sums up your family. And now she's an art teacher, you know. Yeah, I mean,
she did want to be a translator, and she got carpal tunnel from all the signing.
Oh, gosh.
So she worked really hard. She was really good for like 4 years, worked so hard on this. And then they're like, you're going to have surgery. And she's like, I'm 22. So,
oh, my goodness.
That is a little crazy. So you had your passion. Your passion was to be an interpreter for the hearing impaired community.
Yes. Yes.
And then you have to, your hands break and you can't do that anymore. And it's like, now I could do anything. I think that's kind of the problem. You know,
it is
I could do anything.
Yeah.
I could do anything.
So you need to sit down and you need to write out the things that really interest you. And really just write these crazy ideas down like you're talking about. You look at them all. And then what could you do to learn more about them? Who could you meet? Who could you talk to? You could call up a couple people who have those jobs already. Really get involved and ask them questions. What are they doing in those jobs? Is that really something I want to do? You can ask yourself, what else could I research to find out more about these ideas, right? Because looking at them, they sound really exciting, but is it going to fit in with my day-to-day life, right? You have to analyze what kind of schedule I could have. So what kind of life do I want to lead? Do I want to be working every single day, 5 days a week and have a huge schedule? You have to sort of figure out what it is you actually want. And I think that goes back to writing down specifically what it is you want, what you think you could do, and then finding out who you could ask for ways to find out more about that.
I think that's well, and right. That's something that I think is interesting too. I think one time we spoke to, she was a career coach of sorts. Her name was Penelope Trunk. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She was a little tough and brutal with us, but we enjoyed the dialogue, I would say.
She's very scary.
She is pretty scary. But I always go back to this idea, and this is my own little theory, I guess we could say, is especially when I think you're a stay-at-home mom and not a working mom, I think this is at least the theory that I've developed, is that some of our over-parenting these days has stemmed from the fact that, many of us have gone to college, got master's degrees, been in the working world for some time, and then have chosen to stay home, right? And it's almost this element where we almost need to prove our worth and our time, you know, to the other spouse who's working. And so I think what happens is like we go so gangbusters into, you know, almost trying to like compete with the other moms and or show our spouses that like, oh, this job just takes all the time out of me, that I almost like, for example, if my husband was going to work all day and he came home and I said, well, today I played piano for 3 hours and then I worked on my beehive out back, so I'm really interested in that, he'd look at me like, that's great, lady, but why don't you go out and make some money for us? So I get what you're saying, but I think when I've spoken to a lot of my friends, that element of like, if you're out slaving, I need to be out slaving too, comes in.
Yeah. And I think that's a conversation then you have to have with your husband, is how much do you want me to work? What kind of money do you want me to bring in? Where do you want the children to be when there's the school holidays? Who's going to take care of them? That kind of conversation to know when you need to work, because if he expects you to have a 9-to-5 job every single day, you're going to have to then get some help to help you out. And so you need to sit down and really talk about the specifics. So going down back to clarity, you know, this overarching, you should go back to work. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean a couple hours just so you know that I'm getting some money, or do you want a full-time job? And then where does that fit in with our life? So really getting clear on what their expectation is. And he might just say, well, actually, no, I just want you to have fun and have a purpose. And that may clarify so much of that ambiguity. And sometimes we think this overarching, I think my husband wants me to have a great job, and we feel guilty we're not doing it, we're trying to take care of the children. But does he really? Have we sat down and had that conversation about what he really would like and his expectations? And then also what we want to bring to the table. And maybe it might be the expectation, well, I just want you to work in the future when all the children are in school, or whatever it may be. But I think that conversation would need to happen, because otherwise it's very ambiguous. There's no clarity.
Yeah. No, I like that. And that kind of comes back to the take action thing too, because whether it's I've been at home and you know what, I actually really do want to go to work in an office, and my childcare needs are going to dramatically change because I can't be there when there's someone sick or when there's a school holiday.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's getting from that transition to, you know, realizing that, yes, of course, you know, of course you're going to have more childcare if you're working full time, but right now you don't have that, but you will, yeah. Or vice versa. You know, I want to stay home, but I just don't ever see how that could happen. Well, let's look at, you know, what would be changed if you were home, what you wouldn't have to pay for, what you wouldn't have to outsource. And so I think exactly. That I think that you're right with the take action, because sometimes it's, you know, you can't envision, it's like, you don't have the tools yet to do what you want to do. You just have to start doing it and know, like, we're going to get those tools. You know what I mean? Yep.
Like, yep. And it's very frustrating. And I think that's why it's like, take action. Just take the first couple of steps. Let's research about it. Let's talk to other people about it. Let's see if there's any jobs out there that could even, you know, work with my schedule right now. And before we start thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have a job and I feel so guilty and I'm not adding money to the family. We have to do that, because otherwise it's really overwhelming and we feel really guilty. And I think it's also hard when we look at our friends, we compare ourselves to that person who's working the 9-to-5 job and that other person, you know, you look at them and think, oh my goodness, but you know what, maybe their husband's picking up their children every day after school and our husband can't, or maybe they have a full-time nanny. Maybe they have parents who are there to help them all the time. Like, I live in a country, my husband's parents and my parents don't even live in this country. So I can't just call up the phone when a child's sick and say, hey, can you go pick up my child? So my career has to revolve around that. And I had to create a career that worked with that. And so that kind of clarity has really helped me build my career around my family. But you have to sort of do work from the back end forward, and, you know, thinking about what you really want and then how can I get there instead of the other way around.
You're so right about the comparison thing. It's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, this whole Instagram, social media, it's just breeds this unhealthy culture of comparing everything. And we sit at home and we look at all the vacations these friends are taking because they're both working. And so they have these incredible vacations. And then, oh my gosh, their husband comes home every day and has dinner with them and mine doesn't. And mine's traveling. And, you know, it can just go on and on and on. And all I can say is we're each on our own path and we cannot, I hear all the banging. That's great.
I'm taking action. I really am.
No, but you know, you just.
Wait, I mean, really, I would have made alternative plans had we not been a design podcast for so long. And had we not talked about this for so long.
I mean, all about taking action. I love it. It's the hammer in the background. Get to action. Get to ladies. Do it.
Yeah. And no, also, but, if anyone who's ever had someone show up at their house to work, the last thing you do is turn them away.
Turn them away. Yeah, exactly. You will stay here. You will not go anywhere.
I will make you a snack. Please stay. How can I make this more comfortable for you?
Anybody? But yeah, you know, we have to stop keeping up with the Joneses, and it's so much easier said than actually done. I mean, we all do it, and it's even worse when we look on the Instagram and the Facebook and whatnot. But if we could pat ourselves on the back and say, I'm doing the absolute best I can, and my kids are really great, and, you know, here I am right now, what can I do to make it even better? You know, and take it step by step instead of saying they're doing everything better, because somebody's always going to be doing something better than us. Always.
Absolutely. And what I like to do is just try to, like, if I have 10 things that I see as like elements of competition, I'll let 9 go and then just crush one. Just
awesome.
To remind myself.
Really good.
You know, like, that's a good, I'm very mathematical. Like, I just need a rubric, right? Like, if it's like school Valentine's snack, like, whatever, I'll give you a pack of Little Debbie's. So, like, just take it in, you know, where parents are making these fancy, like, fruit skewers and all that stuff. I'll let 9 of those slide. And then on the last one, I will physically bring fireworks. and light the place.
Yeah, exactly. And that gives you such a great feeling. And that's all you need at the end of the day, right? To energize yourself and to say, you know what, I can do it. I'm not going to be doing it every time. And that's your way. And that's perfect. And we just have to follow our own path. And I think it's really difficult. I think it's really difficult as a mother because we're constantly looking at what everybody else is doing. And always, there's just something better we can always do, but we have to just stop sometimes.
So what do you think, if we had to kind of wrap up, we could get our listening audience to do that would kind of get them a little bit closer?
Yeah, I think that you really have to think about what you would like to add to your life. Is there something that you're really passionate about that you could add to your life? Is there a new challenge you could give to yourself? Because you know what? Humans continually need to grow. We cannot settle. We need to continually grow and push ourselves. And sometimes motherhood, we feel like we're just on this hamster wheel and we're not growing. So get yourself something where you can push yourself and grow, whatever it may be. You know, learning to dance or starting a new blog or just taking a class down the street. And take a first step. And I think that's the most important thing. And, you know, first of all, write down all your options. I think that's a really big one. And then look at the list and take a first step. And like I said to you earlier, why don't you go to my website and send me an email or go to my Instagram at alexandratrala.lifecoaching and send me what you'll do within the next week. Just put one thing there because you are 90% more likely to achieve your goal or to start this new challenge in your life if you commit to it and you tell somebody about it. So go ahead, tell me about it, or tell Graham and Kristen about it, and hold yourself accountable. Tell your spouse about it, tell your friend about it. So you sort of hold yourself accountable and you go and do it, because we always say we're going to do these things, but end this podcast and say, you know what? I'm actually going to do that. I'm going to take that one step forward. It'll give you so much energy and drive, and you're going to feel amazing. I promise you that.
Oh, it's totally true. If Graham and I hadn't been part of a network, I mean, how many podcast episodes would we actually have done?
It's true. It's true. It's true.
We had a network. And so, and having sponsors, I mean, mm-hmm. it's nice that the sponsors support our show financially, but the truth is, like, we also then have to, you know, put out the day we said we would do it. Even like,
you know what, you scheduled it. That's the biggest thing.
I want to binge watch on Netflix. Like, unfortunately, they, you know, they have to do this. So I think that's a really hard thing about being a self-starter. You do, you need support, whether it's a coach, whether it's, you know, a community. I mean, it's so true. It's totally true.
Well, and I love, Alexandra, that you're open to getting emails. So can you just remind everyone of your email address again? Just, that's kind of fun. You could be inundated
with new emails. I would love it. I'll get back to all of you.
Yeah, I'm going to get mine. It's going to say beekeeping. Actually, no, I know what mine's going to be. Mine's going to be like crown molding, because now that I've knocked all these, oh, and also flooring. I got a call this morning where one of the contractors said, hey, a lady, now that we've taken out your wall, like, we're going to need to like patch up your floor. Do you have a plan for that? Like, no.
Flooring can't be a passion. You need, we're going to work on Graham. Can you figure out what Graham should do? Because flooring and hammering is not a life mission, Graham.
But you know what? One step at a time, right? You're doing the house right now. If you started trying to do something else right now, you probably wouldn't do all of that either. So you know what? Focus on one thing at a time. So focus on the house. Just kill it. Like you said, bring those fireworks and really do it. Get involved and look at every single kind of flooring there is and pick the best one. So when you walk on it, you think, you know what? I did that. I picked that floor joy. And it's amazing. It sparks joy. I can dance. I can tap dance on that floor. You know what I mean? Just get really
full
excited
circle.
About it.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm going to let Kirsten do it for me.
Can I, this is probably a good time not to talk about it, but Graham and I have been working on a secret project.
Yes.
We have. We should put it out there.
And we will. No, we will.
What are you going to do?
Graham, it's not a secret if you say it.
In 2019, we're publishing a book. We're very excited.
That's amazing.
There you go. Sorry, I just threw it out there. Sledgehammer level.
Oh, there you go. Gosh. You got to do it. You got to do it now. It's out there. It's out there.
Out there. Okay, yeah. All right. Everybody, Graham and I wrote a book. It. It's out there.
Yay! Yeah.
But it's not physically out there because it's...
It's still just a Google Doc, but it's...
When we say out there, we mean it will be out there.
That's amazing. First step, you got it out there. And we now did you it. Told your audience.
So oh, man. Alexandra, I feel so indebted to you. Thank you. This is like, I ripped off a lot of
things. Empowered already.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know what? Look at us. We're laughing. We're giggling. But you know what? We're thinking about ideas and things that we can add to our life that can give us energy. And, you know, we love our children so much, but we need things for us to excite us and to make us, you know, move through the day and give us energy. We need that.
Yeah. And you know what? Having children also is a lot of work. You know what I mean?
It's a full-time job. It is a full-time job. Period. End of sentence.
There are women who have amazing careers outside the home and who are making a lot of money. But I think there also needs to be this really, you know, money is something that you earn to live. You know what I mean? It's a way to support your family. It's a way to kind of provide, you know, comfort and stability and protection for your family. But I think it's also really dangerous when we start kind of just tying our meaning to like, well, we don't make that much money on our podcast, so it's stupid, you know, or mm-hmm. so it can't be a real thing. Like, it is so much fun.
Why am I having to tell you this, Kirsten? Like, I love the podcast. I'm always having to tell her, like, hey, are you having fun? This is amazing.
And that's it. What it boils down to the end of the day. We need to have things that we really enjoy in our life. And of course we need to make money. And of course we have to be good parents and we have to do all this, but we need that joy. If we don't have that, we're just, all of us inside just doesn't grow and we don't have the potential we possibly could. And look what you guys have done from this podcast. You've now created a book, you know, I mean, who else knows where it's going to go?
There you go.
Gonna go into every.
Kirsten, I will never Marie Kondo you. Alexandra, thank you so much for sharing your time. And we are grateful for your intelligence and very clear, decisive points. It was simple, actually. You have a very simple message that I think
will resonate, right? Like, I'm going to get on a piece of paper. I'm going to write down, I've said it out loud. I'm going to write down 40 things that are interesting.
Do it. Excellent.
Yep. The last five and see what comes out. But it could be inappropriate to read on.
And then you know what? And then focus on those, because when we change our focus, we completely change our life. So you need to focus on this passion, because whatever we focus on, we will continue to do. And it'll give us this energy and it'll give us this drive and more motivation. So if we focus on changing diapers every single day, our focus is going to be that our life is awful and nobody else is doing it. It's just me and I can't believe this. But if we focus on, wow, this is my new passion, this is my new goal, this is something I'm so excited to do in my life, our life is going to be exciting and we're going to have more energy to our spouse, to our children, to everybody, because we're focusing on something completely different. We're changing our focus.
I'm excited.
So send me your things at coach@alexandraterhala.com, and I can't wait to see it. You two both, please send me ones too.
Absolutely. Thanks everyone for listening, and welcome home.